T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Here's your breaking news. Chris Cotillo had it. Now I see the Red Sox official account has tweeted that the Red Sox have placed right-handed pitcher Brian Bayo on the 15-day injured list, retroactive to April 21st with right lat tightness. To fill Bayo's spot on the active roster, the club has recalled right-handed pitcher Zach Kelly from Triple-A Worcester. Brian Bayo to the 15-day IL.
Aye, aye, aye.
Jesus.
So the list of starting pitchers.
It's unbelievable.
It was Pivetta, Whitlock, Giolito back in spring training. Now add Bayo to that list as well. Never mind the positional guys who have gone down. They just got O'Neill back. Story done. Cassis out for a while. So we'll continue to react to that, give you our thoughts on that. You can dial us up here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. No Mego today. 617-779-7937. And, well, you don't want our thoughts on this. Why don't you get the thoughts of the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good. And by Sherwin-Williams. The Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business. Alex Cora, I imagine it's not great circumstances you're joining us here this week, but how you doing?
I'm doing good. Obviously, I don't want to say frustrated, right? But just dealing with this, you know, this is, you know, we know it's a marathon. It's tough, right? But, you know, there's a lot of injuries, a lot of stuff going on, but like I've been saying it all along, man. Well, we got a game tonight. We got to find a way to win tonight and win tomorrow and get home. You know, it's hard, you know, but there's some capable guys here that can do the job, and we're going to keep pushing them to be better, and hopefully they can help us.
So what happened with Brian Bayo? Because he was excellent in his last start.
Yeah, he was. It's one of these that we do believe he's going to be back as soon as the 15 days are up. You know, this is more about being cautious with him. You know how important he is to the organization now and the future. And he's been dealing with this the last 3 or 4 days. You know, after the start, he didn't recover the same way he was recovering in the past. We talk about pushing him back in the rotation and do all that stuff. But I think, you know, the smart thing to do is put him in the IL. Just take care of this. And like I said, hopefully, you know, he'll be back with us sooner rather than later.
All right, so Bayo, Whitlock, Pivetta, what do you do? What's the approach now with the starting rotation? How do you sort of navigate this, hopefully in the short term?
Yeah, we got Criswell tonight. We feel comfortable with him going 5 or 6 innings, depending on how the game goes. Then tomorrow, we'll decide what we do. Over the weekend, we got lined up. We got Cutter, Wink on Saturday, and Tanner on Sunday. Then we get the off day. You know, the upcoming weeks, the schedule gets a little bit softer as far as like games played, right? We got a lot of off days. We got one on Monday. Then we got two, I think it's Monday and Thursday of the upcoming week. So just play with the schedule. You know, at the same time, we got to take care of Tanner. We got to take care of Cutter. They've been pitching a lot. So there's a lot of stuff that we have to do. The thing that we got going this year, we're very flexible with the roster, with the pitching staff, guys with options and all that. So we'll maneuver it, and we'll keep pitching. We'll keep doing the things that we're doing and keep winning games.
I've asked you this before, so I don't mean to keep picking at it, but another pitcher is now on the IL, the approach is very different this year from what it's been in years past. You know, breaking balls, emphasis on that versus, you know, throwing more straight four-seamers. Is the approach starting to be a concern for how you guys went into this season? That's a lot of your rotation that's gone down.
No. I think it's not only us, right? It's the whole industry. So, but you know, to answer the question, you know what, we're on top of it. You know, we made some adjustments in the training room too. That's part of what we're trying to accomplish. And I don't think this three injuries have to do with the way they're pitching. You know, they built up in the off season. They made the adjustments in the off season. It just happened that, you know, the three of them are hurt at the same time. But, you know, hopefully, you know, Pivetta is almost, you know, ready to go on a rehab assignment. Whitlock is getting better. He's in Boston right now. And like I said, the Bello thing, I truly believe, you know, he'll be back as soon as the 15 days are up, and he'll be okay.
Alex, I remember you in spring training talking a lot about this team's identity and sort of establishing what they were going to be and how they were going to play. How do you maintain that message with so many people going down at the same time?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for guys to step up, right? You know, you're in the big leagues because there's a reason you're in the big leagues and you're capable of doing the job. And I think as a group, we've done an okay job so far with everything that is going on. You know, the mentality is somebody has to get the job done today. And, you know, it sounds harsh, you know, when you talk about Casas, you know, he's not here now. Somebody has to do the job. Same thing with Trevor. And that's the reality of, you know, in this business, you know, the opposition, they don't feel sorry for the opposition. They don't, you know, they get ready to win a big league game and try to beat you. And, that's the way we're going to approach it too. We have to find ways, maybe a little bit different without Tristan in the lineup. Of course. Yeah. You know, we got to mix and match at first base. Maybe, you know, advance runners a little bit better and, you know, play the game a little bit different offensively. But at the end, you got to pitch, you got to play good defense, you got to hit. And if we do that, we're going to be okay.
We're talking to the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. All right, we've gone through the list of names. Story, Casas, add Bayo to that list, along with Whitlock, Giolito, Pivetta. And I don't mean to laugh, it's just a long list. We were waiting all offseason for moves to happen, free agent additions. They didn't really happen. Have you had conversations with Breslow, with ownership, about outside additions? And will ownership support adding to this payroll?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, we've been talking about it. You know, Casas is out and Trevor, and obviously we talk about identity. It's a lot different now position player-wise. And, you know, the front office throughout the off season, they work hard to get deals done. It didn't happen with some of them. You know, we trusted some of the kids that we have here. They're doing the job, but they're working hard. But this is a tough period right now to make deals and to add, you know, guys are with other organizations. As you guys know, most of these you know, guys that are in AAA, big leaguers that are in AAA, they have opt-outs in the 1st of May, and you have to be patient, you know, and then you got to trust the guys that are here that they're going to do the job, and then we'll see what happens. But as far as, like, working the phones and talking to organizations, other teams, all that, they're trying. We are trying. But at the same time, like I said, you know, yesterday I said Bobby Dalbec is a first baseman. He is. You know, I know he's not off to a great start, but this kid, he can hit the ball out of the ballpark. He can play good defense. And, you know, Rafi's back today. He's the DH in. He'll play third base tomorrow. Yoshida, because of Rafi's DH, he's not starting today, but he'll DH tomorrow. So we got some capable guys here. And like I said, you know, we've been playing okay so far this season. And, you know, we got two games here in Cleveland. Let's find a way to win it and then get back home.
How about the second part of that question? Ownership would support adding to the payroll?
I mean, I believe so. I believe so. It all depends, you know, where we at, how we feel that we can improve, you know, and how realistic it is to get some of these deals done. So, I mean, that's actually a question for the front office. And, you know, I'm part of the organization, but it's hard for me to answer that one, you know, because I'm the manager. You know, you give me 26 guys, I'm going to do my best to put them out there and try to grind a win and then keep playing good baseball. So, but this team is opening some eyes, I believe. You know, the way we pitch, and there's certain guys that are playing great. So, you know, a lot of people are believing in this team now.
I know it's only about, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks into the season, but your relationship with Craig Breslow and sort of the new lines of communication, it's a new regime. How's that been going so far?
It's been good. You know, there's a lot of new stuff that we're doing, not on the field as far as like how we manage a game and how we go about our business, but the communication from the front office and the expectations from them to us, you know. And we had, you know, weekly meetings talking about players, how can we help them to improve, what we need to do to make them better. There's a, you know, the combination of the training staff and the strength and conditioning coaches and the, you know, the coaches at the big league level and player development is eye-opening, is refreshing, you know, and I love the way we're working.
It's time now for our Sherwin-Williams Question of the Week. It's sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. You can ask Sherwin-Williams how to bring color to your life. Our Sherwin-Williams Question of the Week is from Mike and Anthony Catanzaro at Catanzaro and Sons Painting. Both you and Stephen Vogt last night used the word awe to describe Jose Ramirez and watching him hit. Which non-Red Sox player, current, all-time, your choice, is or was your favorite to watch hit, and why?
Barry Bonds. You know, the ability of controlling the strike zone, hit for average, hit for power. You know, I saw him a lot. I played in L.A. From 98 to 2004, so I saw the Giants a lot, and this guy was second to none. He controlled his zone better than anybody that I ever seen. And he was very compact. He actually wasn't trying to hit homers, and he did. And he was a great hitter.
All right. That's our Sherwin-Williams Question of the Week. If you've got paint questions, you can ask Sherwin-Williams. You started to give us the lineup there, Alex, before we let you go. You said Devers is DHing. You got Yoshida
DH
in the field.
Rafi's DH. T.O. is playing left field. Abreu is playing right. In center field, Duran. Rafael at short. We got Baldy at second, and Bobby's playing first. Reyes is playing third, and Connor Wong is catching.
Okay. Alex Cora, we appreciate the time. Good luck tonight against the Guardians. It's here on WEEI, 6 o'clock, first pitch, and we'll talk to you next week, Alex.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.